My daughter's always giving me skin products to try, and I always use them for a few days, and then I just get bored and stop. But since I started using OneSkin, and that's today's sponsor, I've been using it twice a day without fail, and I'm not kidding. I've been using it around my eyes and on my face, and within a week, I'm already seeing differences. It's easy to use, and my skin really feels soft, and I think it looks healthier. I'm sure you know this already, but stress, hormone fluctuations, and a lack of sleep can affect your skin. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion may not be where it used to be, and that's totally normal. However, OneSkin can really help. I like this company. It's an all-women team of scientists, and they've developed a peptide called OS1, and it improves the health of your skin basically from inside out. In other words, it gets to the root of the problem. And as a physician, it's important to me that the benefits have been backed by studies. Now, for the first time, I'm recommending a skincare product to my daughter. So you can get started today with 15% off using the code TODDLERS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code TODDLERS. Now, after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. So please let them know that Toddlers Made Easy referred you to them, as that's one way of supporting the show. I decided to promote the podcast, A Place of Yes, because it's about parents, or I should say heroes, with medically fragile children. After the sudden and unexpected loss of their son Jake, this amazing family started a nonprofit organization called Jake's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children, raising more than $1 million. And this podcast is an intimate glimpse into the lives of parents and the children who receive support from this organization. This podcast is about learning to cope with grief and how to be there for a grieving person. This isn't something we often talk about, but it's an enormously important topic that deserves our attention, even though it's hard. So please listen to A Place of Yes wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to Toddlers Made Easy, where there's no fluff, just practical, research-based, 15 minutes or less parenting strategies. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Dr. Catherine, a pediatrician with more than 33 years of experience. I'm the author of 2 parenting books, the founder of Healthiest Baby, and the mother of 4 amazing adult kids, and let's not forget Smudge, my great big golden doodle. Today we're going to be talking about the quiet strength of shy kids. This is a topic I know very well, as I was a very shy child. Back when I still wore my hair in pigtails, my parents enrolled me in modeling school. I was taught to walk while balancing an egg on my head, an exercise that was supposedly meant to draw me out of my introverted shell. To this day, I still don't totally get that connection. But let's look at another scenario. Imagine this. You're at the local park while all the other kids are racing to the slides and swings. Your little one stands at the edge watching. He's clutching his toy against his chest, taking in the lay of the land, but he doesn't join the other kids. Well, some kids are naturally more reserved, and some are more outgoing. It's essential for us to recognize and celebrate every child's individuality rather than trying to fit them into a one-size-fits-all mold. Every child brings their own special flavor and their approach to the world. So if your little kiddo hangs back, does this mean that they lack courage? Absolutely not. Consider this. Would you prefer your child to carve their own path or just merely follow their peers? This strength of following their own path is a true benefit, one that we want for our kids, especially as they get older and hit those teenage years. Here's a scenario a mom shared with me as she was so pleased with her shy little guy's progress. Her family had been really pressuring her to push her son Charlie to be more sociable. She was really sensitive to Charlie's struggle because she considers herself shy or sensitive as well. And here's what she said. We went to the park, which is one of Charlie's favorite places.
As we got closer, you could hear laughter as the kids were running around playing a really boisterous game of tag. Sarah and her four-year-old son Charlie sat on a nearby bench just watching the kids. Charlie was hugging his favorite fire truck closely against his chest, but he made no attempt to join the others. So Sarah gently asked him, "Do you want to play with them, Charlie?" And he shook his head no, squeezing his truck a little bit tighter. So Sarah nodded and she gave him a smile and said, "That's okay, sweetheart. You just let me know when you're ready." A few minutes passed and the game's energy was growing. And a little girl went racing past Charlie. And as she ran by, something dropped out of her pocket. Charlie went over and picked it up. It was a book. And he hesitated for a moment. You could see him thinking. And then he walked over to the girl and gave it back to her. And the little girl thanked him and said, "Do you want to play?" And Charlie whispered under his breath, "Okay." And then he easily joined in with the others. So let's be clear. Not every kid wants or needs to be the life of the party. And that's okay. Everyone's got their own style. And that's what makes us all special. As adults in their lives, we shape how shy, or let's call them sensitive kids, see themselves. It's important not to label a child as shy because then they will own it. But by understanding their unique needs, we can help a sensitive child feel good about who they are and to see the quiet strength of shy or sensitive children. While acceptance is vital, so are strategies to ease the struggle of a sensitive child. So here are some research-based tips for helping easing the struggle. The first thing is, don't protect your sensitive child from doing tough things. Let's say you sign your kiddo up for T-ball and they're just not having it. Instead of a quick, "Sorry, you don't have to do it again," maybe chat about giving it another try, and things often get easier the more we do them. So in other words, don't avoid social situations, as your toddler will learn how to manage them by doing them over and over. Let your child decide when they're ready to join in. This is a really big point. If your child's hanging back at the playground, a gentle "join in when you're up for it" is way better than nudging them into the middle of everything with a "those kids look like they're having so much fun, you go join them." Can you just imagine how reassuring it would be to know that it's okay to stay by your mom or your dad's side until you feel ready to join in? Also, giving your kids a heads up will help. In other words, prepping them for what's coming. So let's say you have some plans. You've signed them up for T-ball. Say it's T-ball time and explain you'll be with your team and the coach will guide you. They'll tell you everything you need to do. Everyone will get a turn up at the bat and I'll be cheering you on the whole time from the benches. Afterwards, we're going to head home. Also, mix it up with other kids. In other words, do fun group things. Sometimes group activities that are structured are easier for a sensitive child. So things like art classes or a soccer game are great ways for a shy child to interact with groups of kids. Plus, if you get there a bit early, this can help them gauge things before everything kicks off, and it helps a sensitive person feel more calm. Most importantly is let your child know you understand and that their feelings are okay. Remember, all feelings are okay. So sometimes all your sensitive child needs to know is that you're in their corner. A quick, "I see you're not sure about playing right now. That's okay. You do you, honey. When you're ready, you let me know." That can make a world of difference. Remember, every kid is their own person. It's all about helping your child find the way that works for them. If you're interested in learning more about the secret to raising extraordinarily kind, generous, and emotionally healthy children without yelling, nagging, or timeouts, check out our best-selling online course, Toddlers Made Easy. If this sounds like a fit for you, you'll find the link is in the show notes. Have a lovely week, everyone, and happy parenting.